man says, and you want to buy some flour, and the man says, well, I'm sorry, we just out of flour. We haven't got, what? We haven't got...
You haven't got the money?
Wouldn't have any.
Or, yeah, he says he doesn't have any more flour, so he says, you're just out of luck because we haven't got...
Anything. No flour, we have no flour.
And then, what about the, trenches that you, that the plow digs and the plow the field, what do you call those?
Furrows.
And then, suppose, you say, this man, this farmer raises wheat, and, you say, well, you get much wheat this time, and he answers and he says, yeah, he said, we raised a
lot of us have bumper crops.
Or we raised a big
big crop of wheat.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you suppose, a man was going to plow a field, so but first he had lots of underbrush and everything on it, and so he went out and did what before you?
Cleared it up. I cleared it up with a hand axe in the old them days, and I'd take a bulldozer and do it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you have a crop of hay, it grows up and you cut it, and then it grows up again and you cut it. What do you call that?
Second crop.
Mm-hmm. And when the wheat's out in the field, you cut it, and it comes out of the combine in these little bundles. What do you call those?
Chopped.
Did you ever hear any other term for those? Just
you
this little.
You mean a combine? You meant
not a combine.
A binder.
A binder. That's right.
A binder. You
binder.
Meant a binder. Mm-hmm. Well, that's
a bundle.
Or shop. A bundle, and then
shocked. Shocked.
Yeah.
Then
that's right.
So
they put it
together.
Up in a. The shock is several bundles.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. But a combine puts.
Yeah,
it in
a combine puts it in. Yeah. And suppose, well, what was a good yield? What's a good yield of wheat for an acre, you suppose?
Well, anywhere from 15 to 40 bushels.
Back our days.
Yeah.
It's more than that now. About
oh, yes, it's way more nowadays.
Well, how many bundles do you think of? Would a shock have? Did you have any idea?
Usually put anywhere from 10 to 14.
10 to 14.
And they're stacking
them. Cover them with a cap.
And then you take two big ones and spread them out and lay them on the top, you know, so the rain will wash off.
Oh, yeah.
They stand up like that and then the handmill is over.
Mm-hmm. Suppose this farmer had a city friend visiting him who didn't know anything about the farm, and he says, what's done to the oats after you get them out of, after you cut the oats? And he says, why?
Dry some.
Yeah.